Yes, the truth is written everywhere in all things. It's holographic. 1D, 2D, 3D, 5D, 11D. It's holographic. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Everything unfolds or unfurls from that. And so your colors, your shapes, your symbols, your letters, your languages, all things point back to the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You see the sine wave at the cross. You see the music at the cross. You see the TV shows at the cross. You see your daily battles at the cross. You see the politics, the red versus blue at the cross. You see the black, white, and red at the cross, the blood of His cross. Black and white is the cross, red is the blood. You see the flow at the cross. You see the cutting at the cross. Jesus split space-time. You see the Turing machine or the turning at the cross or the verses of the Bible at the cross, because the word verse means to turn. So you see the cutting where Jesus split space-time. You see the turning or the Turing machine, which is to turn you back, turn you inside out, to turn the world upside down. You see the Turing machine at the cross. The red versus the blue. You see the union at the cross. There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus went to the cross to bring union. You see 33 at the cross because He died at 33. A third of the angels fell. You sleep a third of the day. 8 hours is a third of your day. He went to the cross at 33. So you see 33. You see Amos 3:3 at the cross, which is union. Union. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? How are you going to be in agreement unless you agree that Jesus alone saves? Amos 33. You see the cutting. You see the turning, the verses. You see the union. And you see the flow, the blood flow. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Remission. You're going on a mission. Mission. You have to be covered by the blood. Because it's not your mission, it's the mission of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you see the gospel. At the blood of His cross, you see the gospel that there's only one way back to God, and that's through Christ. And so since it was outside of time, it's not a works-based salvation, it's a faith-based salvation. It was outside, it was before you were born. It's outside of time, so it has to be faith. Eternity past, eternity future. The story written in the stars. His word is forever settled in heaven. The story has been written in heaven. The story is written in your fingernail. The story is written in your DNA. The story is written in all the books that have ever been written. The flesh versus the spirit. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So under the blue letter law, the blue sky, you're walking around as a character or a character. A character in the storybook of life. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. The Bible was written in 5D, penned by humans, led by the Holy Spirit in 2D, and then you read it on the 2D, and it comes off the 2D page into your heart. And so then you walk it out in the 3D. The mind is 5D. The heart is 5D. You walk it out in 3D from your mind to your walk. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. His word is forever settled. It's holographically written. It's a holy writ. It's forever settled, and it's written in every dimension. It's written in every heart. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. But you don't know how to find the power to walk in the right instead of the wrong. Till you get saved. Till you get born again. You must be born again. You must be born from above by the Spirit. There's two births. There's one birth, the water and the blood. There's another birth. It's a spiritual birth. But first, Dr. Law, you have to see Dr. Law to see your sin, and then you can go to Dr. Grace. So Dr. Law shows you your sin, but Dr. Grace shows you that Jesus paid it all. All you have to do is believe and receive to be free. Believe and receive as a little child to be free. You know you have to receive it because the Bible talks about it. Receive the engrafted word into your heart. Receive the engrafted word into your heart because your heart is deceitfully wicked. And you need the engrafted word to graft into your heart, just like you graft a plant, a limb on a tree. You have to be grafted in by the Spirit. Receive the grafted word into your heart. Lord, come into my heart and save me. Like a little child. The older you get, the harder it is to think like a little child. That's the problem. The whole system's trying to turn you into a psychopath, trying to turn you, to make your hard heart harder. If the whole world can turn your hard heart into a harder heart, then that's the chances of you getting saved is harder. But if you want a soft heart, you have to receive the engrafted word into your heart. You have to break up that hard heart with the word. It's the only way you're going to make it. You're not going to make it any other way. The narcissistic Jezebel system is going to tear you up and shake you around and mess you up and split your mind and give you a hard heart and make you into a psychopathic devil just like the rest of the world if you don't run to Jesus. You're going to get bitter and as you get older, unforgiveness, bitterness. You won't even have logic. You won't even be able to think straight because Jesus is the Logos. And Logos means logic. Logic or Logos, same word. And the word logic and Logos mean to gather. To gather what? To gather together with the saints. To walk it out. To walk the way. Not your way, God's way. And what is God's way? Jesus. How do you walk the way Jesus walked? By faith. You have to engraft the word into your heart by faith. Receive it by faith. That's what's happening, people. It's real. This is not a joke.